there is a new Robert Frost poem. Well, new to the public and the literary world, anyway. For 88 years, the verses were hidden, handwritten, inside the front cover of a book belonging to a friend of Frost. The poem, War Thoughts at Home, was discovered by Robert Stilling, a graduate student in English literature at the University of Virginia. He joins us from Charlottesville, along with Ted Genoways, the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review, which will publish the poem tomorrow. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
First to you, Robert Stilling. How did you find this poem? I understand it was something of a kind of treasure hunt.
Well, coming across something like this is actually easier than it seems if you know where to look. And I had a lot of help trying to find something that would be worth looking for. Basically, I was looking for a summer research project here at University of Virginia and asked one of my professors, Stephen Cushman, do you know of any recent material that the university would have acquired? He said, yeah, there's this whole new set of collection of papers. They have to do with Robert Frost. You might want to go digging around in there and see if you come up with anything. And so I went right over, and I think within an hour of looking through the papers, I had a letter that said in an early edition of North of Boston, Frost inscribed a poem that hasn't been published, and that letter was from 1947. So I went looking for the poem, and I thought, well, it's got to be something that people have seen before. And opened up this sort of leather-bound blue marble edition of North of Boston, and there was this thing, and I'd never seen it myself. So at that point, I went scurrying to the library.
What did you do? I mean, how did you react when you opened that cover?
Well, I was puzzled.
Puzzled.
I read the poem. I scribbled it in longhand in my notes, and I was staring at it. And I have to say, long before I think I started to think of what to do next, I was just thinking about the poem itself. It's fascinating and strange, and wasn't like the other poetry by Frost I had read.
Well, on that note, let's hear a little bit of it. We have a recording here of just the first two stanzas read by our senior producer, Bob Molesky. Let's hear that.
On the backside of the house, where it wears no paint to the weather and so shows most its age, suddenly blue jays rage and flash in blue feather. It is late in an afternoon, more gray with snow to fall than white with fallen snow, when it is blue jay and crow or no bird at all.
It just sounds like Frost. I mean, it's got this snowy, quiet, New England-y sort of scene.
It has snow with a hint of danger. It is late in the afternoon, and in 1918, it's late in the afternoon of the war. The storm outside is the storm over in Europe as well, I think.
And this bird war, this image of crows and blue jays sort of fighting in the air, it continues throughout the poem.
There's a good deal of projection there, I think, but also in some sense a recognition that what goes on in nature goes on as well for mankind, that there's a good deal of hostility in the universe, and we see it reflected everywhere.
Let me turn to you, Ted Genoways, editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. How does this poem fit into the body of Frost's work?
The way that I see it fitting in is that Frost is very much a poet of foreboding for me, and a poet of mood. And this image of him as the kindly old man of New England, I think, is really inaccurate. That Frost had a very complicated view of the natural world, and it comes through here.
We should explain to our listeners that the Frost estate asked that we not read the entire poem. Ted Genoways, how did you get the rights to publish it?
Well, one of the ways was something that was just entirely fortunate for us and has been fortunate for the Virginia Quarterly Review since the founding of the magazine. And that's the longtime relationship that the magazine has had with Frost himself and then with the estate after his death. Frost actually published 11 poems in VQR during his lifetime, including some of his best-known poems.
Did you have to authenticate it, given how it was found? I know, Robert Stilling, you were saying that it just sounds like him. You were both saying it just sounds like him.
Authentication was fairly easily. It's part of a much larger collection of books in which Frost inscribed quite a number of poems for Frederick Melcher. And there were plenty of letters that Melcher left behind indicating how he had come by the book. It was actually given to him as a gift by Frost's editor, Alfred Harcourt, largely to thank Melcher for some very nice comments that he made about Frost in the pages of Publishers Weekly.
So if Frederick Melcher had many of these Frost poems in books, why did he hold this one back from being published for many decades?
He was actually extraordinarily generous in lending out material to libraries for exhibits, but he always held this back. There was one point where he thought he might hand it over to one particular scholar, and then he sort of withdrew the offer. And it's unclear whether he knew what Frost intended for the poem or whether he asked about it. He was extraordinarily discreet and very respectful of Frost's wishes, so I think he wouldn't have put it out there if he wasn't absolutely sure what Frost wanted to do with it.
And so, Robert Stilling, you, as a PhD candidate in English literature, you are the scholar that gets the first crack at this poem. What does that mean for you?
It's nice to be in the right place at the right time, I think, and to be looking at the right material. I would have been happy if I had gone into this collection of correspondence and into this collection of wonderful, fine, rare editions, and just found some nifty peripheral material to add around the edges of what we already knew about Frost. To find something so close to the core of his poetry at a given moment in history is something I didn't expect to find. So in that sense, I think I was very, very lucky. But, you know, I will be very pleased now to see what other people make of this poem, what the many, many Frost fans make of it, and what all the other scholars out there have to say about it. I think this is just the beginning.
A funny little note here. Ted Genoways, I understand that for the long time, you were the guy who found the last Robert Frost poem.
Yes, that's right. And for the record, I want it to be known that I bear no animosity toward Rob. a few people have asked, and I think it's important to note that, I mean, this is what scholarship is all about, that we hope for new discoveries all the time, and something of this magnitude, no one feels anything but joy about this. We're so thrilled to have this new piece, and as Rob said, for the discussion now to open up and to include everyone, and for this to be something that is not just held and known by a few people, but something that now belongs to the whole country.
Ted Genoways is editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review, which will publish War Thoughts at Home by Robert Frost tomorrow. Robert Stilling is a graduate student at UVA. He discovered the poem. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.